Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. This week, something a little different. Instead of hearing a reflection on St. Joseph from one of the men of our St. Luke Parish family, today I wanted to share with you a reflection of my own. Thought we would reflect a little bit on the silence of St. Joseph. Now, people say that St. Joseph had the virtue of silence because there's not a single recorded word of his, a single recorded spoken word of St. Joseph in the entire New Testament. And yet there are multiple places where St. Joseph is mentioned in the accounts of the conception and birth of Jesus. And so people have drawn from that this idea that St. Joseph must have been a silent man. I don't think that's exactly how the Gospels are telling us of his virtue of silence. Rather, I think we know his virtue of silence because of the fact that he was able to listen to the angel, that he was able to hear what the Lord said to him through an angel, through dreams, and he was able to listen to it, to interiorize it, to have it not just be a voice in his head or simply his own thoughts or fears or crazy imagination telling him, but that he could recognize it as the voice of the Lord. And he was only able to do that, to recognize the voice of the Lord through the voice of the angel, through his dreams, because he was a man of silence, or at least because he had silence in his life. And so we know that silence was one of his virtues. Certainly, there were no recorded words of him, but the reason we know he had the virtue of silence is not just from that fact, but from the fact that he was able to actually hear what the Lord was saying to him in his soul. When you think about how the angel spoke to Mary, the angel appeared to Mary face to face and spoke to her in a vision. And that's something that I'm sure Mary prepared for through her contemplative spirit, through her own inclusion of silence in her life. But silent or not, if an angel appears to you and you're wide awake, you're pretty much going to pay attention. But if God is speaking to you in dreams, as he chose to do with St. Joseph, in order to not write something like that off as just a crazy imagination, but to realize it is the Lord speaking to you, it seems to me that you would have to have an interior life formed by silence. And so St. Joseph is an example to us all to make sure we're putting the silence in our life so we can hear the voice of God when he speaks. Because if we're not silent, but rather we keep our lives filled with noise, with entertainment, with other voices, then how are we supposed to hear the voice of the Lord? How are we supposed to have the space in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, to hear the voice of the Lord? Now, I have recognized the value of silence for a long time in my life, but just because we recognize the value of it doesn't mean we put it into practice. And so it's time to really resolve to become people who have room for God in their lives, who have room for the Lord to speak to them because they put silence into their lives. Let's become those people. Let's become people like St. Joseph who can hear the Lord speaking to us because we're not crowding him out, because we are setting aside time for silence every day, time to be with the Lord, time to listen to him speak, and not just to be the one doing all the talking all the time. We thank St. Joseph for valuing silence in his life, because if he had not, how would he have been able to hear the Lord's instructions to him? How would he have been able to hear the guidance of the Lord in playing such an integral part in the incarnation of God, in the Son of God becoming man, in Jesus Christ having a human family, having his mother Mary, but also his foster father, St. Joseph? We ask by the intercession of St. Joseph that we too may develop a virtue of silence so that we can hear the Lord speaking to us and leading us in his plans for our salvation, that marvelous work of his grace that he has called us to participate in, the salvation of the world through his Son, Jesus Christ.